Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Friday, May 19th, 2017. And it is perhaps provocatively ironic that as I said what I said at the end of the first hour, the breaking news now is that Anthony Weiner pled guilty to transferring, what is it, obscene material, to a minor. And that's all I'm going to say about that, and I guess Forrest Gump fashion. But this is what's happening. And it's not surprising. You know, again, the glasnost effect in full effect, as I would say, unfortunately. So are we, when the reverberating echo chamber starts to, you know, it kind of looks like one of those unbalanced, you know, whirring and buzzing machines, when the contraption over at CNN starts to ramp up and it's churning out this message, are they saying, okay, so America, pull out your pocket constitution, go to Article 2, Section 4, and perhaps Article 3, Section 3. Let's just start the conversation there. For example, let's start with what constitutes treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. What constitutes that? Let's start there first, because if what comes after that doesn't fit that description, then that conversation needs to be thrown out. But they don't do that. And yes, as Marshall McLuhan put it, the medium is the message. And we are, again, being turned into minions, just being dumbed down and entertained, infotained, not really infoed, but tamed. And again, bread and circus was a term coined by the first century Roman satirist Juvenal. It's been around for a while. It's a problem. But the modern methods are far more effective than the ancient, even though the modern include some, at least, allusions to the ancient. Anyway, CNN doesn't encourage you to pull out your pocket constitution, let alone carry it, I suppose. Or I should say, carry it, let alone pull it out and examine it. Because, well, I mean, we haven't operated on the basis of the Constitution for a long time. It's hermetically sealed in the saran wrap that the administrative fourth branch has overlaid it, because we contract with the administrative agencies when you sign your Social Security card or your driver's license or et cetera, your marriage license, et cetera, your voter registration card, etc. All of those things are contractual agreements. But, I digress. We're a little troubled by those irritations or what have you. And remember, 1946, Senator Pat McCarran said it. We've created a fourth branch. He said, the Administrative Procedure Act, Senate Bill 7, which became the Administrative Procedure Act, is a bill of rights. For who? For the hundreds of thousands of Americans at that time whose affairs are controlled in one way or another by agencies of the federal government. Now, I ask you, as I always do, what touches the citizen in America, as they say? Does the White House come to your house? Does the Supreme Court come to your house? Does Congress come to your house? Or do these proliferating bureaus and agencies, as Reagan may have put it, come to your house? DHS, DSHS, IRS, CPS, Social Security Administration, DEA, FBI, etc., Homeland Security. Redundant. Anyway, so then which Bill of Rights are we talking about? Honestly, and we've played court clips on this broadcast of that very discussion happening in court. Which Bill of Rights are we talking about? But again, I digress. So, of course, CNN, the question is rhetorical. Of course, CNN doesn't encourage you to have that conversation, pull out your pocket constitution. We're not interested in the facts and objectivity. We're sensationalizing, hyperbolizing, et cetera, et cetera, for effect. But what is the effect? In my mind, it's the glasnost effect, almost exclusively. It is the decimation of the last vestiges of the American Republic, which is very sad. CNN doesn't want to encourage you to investigate, because then, I mean, what would they have to report on? There is nothing substantive that they report on day to day with regard to the White House. It's all an effort, it seems, to spin what happens at the White House. And Donald Trump, again, you know, everyone in the Trump administration as part of the three-ring circus, Trump the ringleader. And, you know, as I've said before, and others have observed it, it's unfortunate that in many cases, especially with regard to Twitter, Donald Trump is his own worst enemy. He seems to have kind of a reality TV mindset when it comes to handling political affairs, and that's just not going to work. They need to get out in front of some of the sound bites. And hopefully the leaking gets under control. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Couple of things, couple of videos. I mentioned Benjamin Witz. We'll do that in a second, but I also mentioned TrueStream Media. And again, I would encourage you to support their work if you're not already subscribed and following their website and their work. Check it out. Yesterday's video, it's finally admitted we're living in a test already. Great video. Some of the stuff they've done lately is fantastic. The, for example, the video a couple of days ago, excuse me, the What Old Ladies with Crazy Cats Antique Store Freakout Bonanza is a great video. You have to watch it to understand it. I will give a bit of a spoiler alert. Basically, it's kind of Melissa Dyke's rant about how the most important subject matter that you could be trying to find on YouTube is being occluded. It's being YouTube and Google are trying to memory hole that, it would seem, algorithmically. They're targeting, even though they're not targeting. She mentions a number of videos that they've posted specifically that have been demonetized, and she shows the screenshot of YouTube saying, yeah, sorry, you can't monetize that. And then she gives the unfortunate example of child abuse that YouTube seems to think is fine to monetize, but you can't monetize things that people should and most likely would want to find and talk about. Syria is one of the biggest. For example, what's really going on in Syria? Nah, you can't monetize that or find that on YouTube. We don't want you to know that. Mercury in vaccines has never been tested for safety is another great video 3 days ago. Proof CNN is a military psyop. I mentioned that the other day. That was this week also. And we were going to play that. Should play it. Some fascinating stuff. Two top secret missions disguised as historic moments you thought were real. That's a great video. Mass hypnosis and trigger words was a good one. Bill Nye, the Orwellian propaganda guy, is just crazy. Great video. That was a week ago. The Cold Noir episode 1, Something in the Air. They're all fantastic. Just I mean, watch them. And if you haven't seen Obsolete, the documentary, watch that. But back to Benjamin Witz. As I mentioned in the first hour, Benjamin Witz, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute. What is the origin of the Brookings Institute? Remember the Institute for Government Research, the IGR, back at the turn of the 20th century that became Brookings? What are the roots? I always mention these, you know, the roots. It's interesting, speaking of these roots, these kinds of organizations where the experts, the self-appointed philosopher kings, they give themselves merit badges, the grand poobahs who tell us how we should run our lives. Because, you know, they're the self-proclaimed experts, of course. Back at the turn of the 20th century, the Institute for Government Research was created for a specific reason that reminds me now of kind of what George Soros has been doing more recently. He's kind of a reinvention of the creation of these organizations that churn out these self-proclaimed, self-appointed experts with their merit badges that want to tell us things. And I think it's ironic that Soros has been kicked out of his native Hungary, his organizations, Open Society Foundations, and out of Russia. You know, we saw the WannaCry ransomware nonsense. Remember last year I was talking September, November, December about how Russia was getting rid of U.S.-based software, Microsoft products in particular? Interesting, huh? Anyway, Benjamin Witz, senior fellow at the Brookings Institute, editor-in-chief of the Lawfare blog, and a friend of James Comey, as mentioned, spoke with PBS NewsHour's William Branham on Wednesday earlier this week about a series of conversations he had with Comey about the president. This is interesting. Listen to what Benjamin Witz said on why he thinks President Trump fired Comey.
Trump fired Comey.
Trump fired Jim Comey because the most dangerous thing in the world, if you're Donald Trump, is a person who... is dogged, you can't control, and who is as committed as Comey is to the institutional independence of an organization that has the power to investigate you.
That's interesting, and we'll talk more about that in a second. But first, this friendship. Let's hear what Benjamin Witz says regarding his friendship with Comey. What kind of a friendship? Go ahead, please.
Off by telling us, what is your relationship with Jim Comey like?
It's really simple. We're friends. We've been friends for a long time. And contrary to a sort of mythology that has developed, I'm not among his closest friends by any means, or one of his sort of intimate advisors. But we are friends, and we, you know, periodically have lunch. And the story that I've written is an account of some things that he said over the course of a number of conversations, but one in particular, a lunch on March 27th in his office at the FBI.
I'm curious, why
that's,
are you talking
okay,
about
so
this?
That's enough. That's think about what just happened. So Benjamin Witz says, not among his closest friends or advisors by any means. But then we go on to hear him speak about James Comey's motivations. And even more shocking than that, because, I mean, that's shocking. It's like someone saying, you know, I don't know Chris very well. I'm not one of his closest friends or one of his advisors by any means, but his senior advisors. But this is what Chris was thinking. This is what was going on in his mind. This is what he – that's just weird. Bizarre. What's more bizarre is that CNN has picked this up and is amplifying it. But what's even weirder is the first clip that we played. Benjamin Witz, not a close friend, not a senior advisor, just a guy who knows James Comey, basically. They're friends. Is going to – what's his relationship with Donald Trump? He says this is why Trump fired Comey. How is this possible? And this is what CNN plays? And this is what America is being fed? It's outrageous. It's egregious. It's offensive. You know, and then it plays into the Glasnost effect and kind of the Marxist cultural rhetoric. And again, I think Ted Koppel is right about Sean Hannity. You know, him saying, I mean, you have both sides of this thing called resist being fomented. Same thing, two sides of a resist coin. When you're resisting, when you're pressing on something, what happens when the thing goes away? You collide. If that makes sense. This is what's happening. Both sides being fomented. I think Ted Koppel was right. Sean Hannity, in the long term, what he's doing is destructive to America. It all folds into the Glasnost effect. It all folds into this cultural Marxism, these forces being fomented to be collided together. Step back. Don't. I mean, the whole fighting rhetoric, the raised fist, shaking fist. I mean, it's not good. You know, if what Sean Hannity's doing is a kinder, gentler, more sophisticated version of that, it's still that. It's not okay. But again, I digress. Let's go to the phones real quick. Mer, sorry we lost you. Hope you call back. Let's go to Glenn in Philly. Glenn, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris. Hi. So many things on the table we could discuss, but for the sake of time, actually, I decided to address what is now becoming a concern for me of a clear and present imminent danger for this summer. We're getting into the hotter months when people venture outside more and they're more inclined to be hot under the collar and frustrated. And I've read a couple stories, seen a couple stories. Police preparing for possible civil unrest this summer. And I can think of several things that could propel us into civil unrest, but I'll do that on the other side of the break.
Absolutely, and I look forward to talking about that. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent
comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
back.
I don't care.
We're on the phones. We have Glenn and Philly on the line. Like I said, Mar, sorry we lost you. Feel free to call back. Glenn, I think your point is well observed. I'm interested to hear what you think is shaping up for the hot summer. But I keep thinking, you know, this is the 100-year anniversary of the October Revolution. I think we're in for a big October surprise this year. Wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, yeah, that could easily be. I mean, Soros seems to have been laying back recently in terms of paying money for, you know, fomenting problems with protesters. Things have slowed down a little bit since Berkeley and those. But, no, well, first of all, I think the economy, I mean, what I'm hearing from a lot of economic gloom and doomers is that, you know, it really doesn't matter who's in the White House or what they're trying to do with the economy, that it's going to start hitting the fan third quarter of this year and next month, June, and certainly by fall, you know, we should see some pretty, you know, pretty substantive downturns in the economy and problems, bank runs, failures, stuff like that, and where bubble, it will have the economic aspect. But in terms of the sheer things that could precipitate actual unrest in the streets, if either one is ever means, if they do attempt to impeach Trump, which it seems to me like that really can't go anywhere because there's nothing of substance, and having, you know, crazy people like Maxine Waters or, you know, Janet Pelosi going after him, it's just not going to get traction. Even Comey, you know, that Comey verbally admitting, you know, that he saw no, you know, he hasn't seen any sign of any real problem. The idea of Comey feeling dirty with shaking Trump's hand, no, he is dirty. And it's his own dirt. You know,
sure.
Comey has been running interference for Hillary and Huma, and the man simply didn't want to do his job and was protecting them. And, you know, when Hillary had said, if this bleeper gets in, we're all going to be hanging from nooses, well, that could theoretically be possible if there were enough people in the system who were willing to enforce the law. But we have too many of these Obama holdovers who are ethically, you know, unsound and unwilling to do what is right, you know, and they want to do. So I feel truly empathetic toward Donald Trump, because I feel sure that his motives for running for the office were altruistic in a real sense, you know, that he really wanted to help better things for America. But I think he underestimated the degree of the corruption by which he would be surrounded when he got in there. I think he's been overrun by Zionists. We're seeing potential for Lieberman being put at the head of the FBI. What in the world does Lieberman know about law enforcement? So that's crazy. So if they go after Trump, you know, or God forbid they should assassinate Trump, can you imagine what it must be like to be him, you know, with people discussing the possibility of every day of him being assassinated? That's, you know, and the remembering JFK and all that sort of thing. If they go after Trump, it could precipitate, you could have people, you know, saying, okay, the ballot box doesn't work and the mailbox doesn't work, they're going to go to the cartridge box. The other thing is, if they go after Hillary, I mean, as richly deserving as she is of prosecution, if Hillary were, prosecuted or detained, as I think certainly Soros would be funding her minions to be out in the street, fomenting violence. So either way, if either Donald Trump or Hillary is going after, this could be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that's interesting. Speaking of Hillary, there's an interesting story up on Republic Broadcasting right now, reposted from Judicial Watch. I'll mention that when we come back. Stick around, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes app.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance.
If the Attorney General or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation, can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that, without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes... they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience.
That is the controversial soundbite from James Comey. That's James Comey. His controversial soundbite from his May 3rd oversight hearing testimony that as... well, some outlets, Fox News in particular, have picked up and they've been airing that soundbite that as Guy Benson, Town Hall political editor, Fox News contributor, said, and I think rightly observed, doesn't vindicate Trump or expose a Comey lie, but it does complicate the anti-Trump narrative, particularly in light of the alleged Comey memo. And again, that is kind of like Bigfoot and... the Loch Ness Monster. But as some have observed, it would be odd if Comey didn't write memos. So the sensationalizing of things, hyperbolizing, taking things out of context abounds. But that was something that Comey said. So as has been observed, if he did see some wrongdoing or potential obstruction in Donald Trump's comments, then having not reported it and said what he said before Congress, there's a problem. It complicates the anti-Trump narrative, as I said. We're on the phones. We have Glenn and Philly on the line. And Glenn, you were talking. I honestly, I think what you said, again, just it calls to my mind the glasnost effect. You know, there are some things that are leaking out. The story that I was going to mention that is up on Republic Broadcasting right now that was reposted from Judicial Watch was the headline is Judicial Watch, FBI court filing reveals grand jury targeted Hillary Clinton, which is something that we're not hearing a lot about in the mainstream press, but you know, from Judicial Watch, documents contain a statement on subpoena given by FBI assistant director assigned to counterintelligence and counterespionage matters who supervised Clinton investigation. The Judicial Watch released a State Department document including the declaration from FBI Special Agent Priestap, the supervisor of the agency's investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. Her email activity, stating that the former Secretary of State was the subject of a grand jury investigation related to her BlackBerry email accounts, which is interesting because Hillary said, how did she put it? I forget how she put it. She downplayed the investigation and she said it was basically a cursory background check is kind of what she made it sound like. But a grand jury investigation is not a cursory background check.
Right, right. And the person investigating Trump, looking into this thing with Trump and Comey now, by the same token, is not a special prosecutor.
Right.
And they keep, the mainstream media keeps referring to this as a special prosecutor. This is no, there is no prosecution here. This is a
right. Special counsel is, yeah.
Counsel, right.
Right.
And Paul Craig but Roberts then, is careful to make this distinction.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting point. What was the story? I'm trying to think of the story. The Federal Bureau of Matters. Who said that? I forget what story that was I was reading recently. I'll have to find that real quick.
The thing is, my concern now is The ethic of our dying little empire here may be so badly corrupted and eroded that, you know, if there aren't enough people who care about truth and law, you know, and having this be a nation of laws and not of men or women, you know, if judges are going to legislate from the bench as activist judges and not properly judge the constitutions of the state and federal, you know, governments. If the Congress people are not going to, the senators and the representatives are not going to, you know, be honest. If nobody cares about truth, and if the Obama holdovers in all of these federal positions, you know, that can't be replaced immediately, if they sit there and completely, you know, disregard the instructions of the new president because they like the old president better and they're just going to do what's wrong, if nobody cares, then surely there's little left for our dying little would-be Roman Empire than judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there we will, you know, implode upon itself. There will be self-destruction. There will be, you know, there will come... Yeah, you know, these things will inherently be self-destructive, you know. And yeah, if everybody's willing to use talking points and propaganda and foment trouble in the streets, then we will tear ourselves apart, you know. So now this is my great concern. You know, I am not the least bit worried about North Korea. I am not worried about Syria. I'm not worried about Bashar al-Assad. I am worried about unethical people in our own midst. Sociopaths in high places.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well observed. Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, to the point of the wordplay, the political sophisms, if you will. The story that I was thinking of was the New York Times story earlier this year, April 22nd. Comey tried to shield the FBI from politics, then he shaped an election. And that was a story that was cited in one of Chuck Grassley's press releases. I think, I forget which one, but anyway, it was one of the stories cited in Chuck Grassley's letters, I think. I forget who the letter was to. Anyway, so that story has the section titled Federal Bureau of Matters, and drawing those talking points together, I guess, the political sophisms and the Clinton email debacle under the section Federal Bureau of Matters. What does that mean? Well, for folks unfamiliar, the section includes these words. The FBI's involvement with Mrs. Clinton's emails began in July 2015 when it received a letter from the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community. The letter said that classified information had been found on Mrs. Clinton's home email server, which she had used as Secretary of State. The secret email setup was already proving to be a damaging issue in her presidential campaign. Mr. Comey's deputies quickly concluded that there was reasonable evidence that a crime may have occurred in the way classified materials were handled and that the FBI had to investigate. We knew as an organization that we didn't have a choice, said John Giacalone, a former mob investigator who had risen to become the FBI's top national security official. On July 10, 2015, the FBI opened a criminal investigation, codenamed Midyear, into Mrs. Clinton's handling of classified information. The Midyear team included 24 investigators led by a senior analyst and by an experienced FBI supervisor, Pete Sturzok, a former Army officer who had worked on some of the most secretive investigations in recent years involving Russian and Chinese espionage. There was controversy almost immediately. Responding to questions from the Times, the Justice Department confirmed that it had received a criminal referral, the first step toward a criminal investigation over Mrs. Clinton's handling of classified information. But the next morning, the department revised its statement. The department has received a referral related to the potential compromise of classified information, the new statement read. It is not a criminal referral. At the FBI, this was a distinction without a difference. Despite what officials said in public, agents had been alerted to mishandled classified information, and in response, records show, had opened a full criminal investigation. The Justice Department knew a criminal investigation was underway, but officials said they were being technically accurate, but not really, I would say, about the nature of the referral. Some at the FBI suspected that Democratic appointees were playing semantic games to help Mrs. Clinton, who immediately seized on the statement, and this was my point, to play down the issue. It is not a criminal investigation, she said incorrectly, the New York Times notes. It is a security review. In September of that year, as Mr. Comey prepared for his first public questions about the case at congressional hearings and press briefings, he went across the street to the Justice Department to meet with Ms. Lynch and her staff. Both had been federal prosecutors in New York. Mr. Comey in Manhattan, Lynch, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, at the meeting, everyone agreed that Mr. Comey should not reveal details about the Clinton investigation, but Ms. Lynch told him to be even more circumspect. Do not even call it an investigation, she said, according to three people who attended the meeting. Call it a matter. Ms. Lynch reasoned that the word investigation would raise other questions. What charges were being investigated? Who was the target? But most important, she believed that the department should stick by its policy of not confirming investigations. It was a by-the-book decision, but Mr. Comey and other FBI officials regarded it as disingenuous in an investigation that was so widely known. And Mr. Comey was concerned that a Democratic Attorney General was asking him to be misleading and line up his talking points with Mrs. Clinton's campaign, according to people who spoke with him afterward. As the meeting broke up, George Toscas, a national security prosecutor, ribbed Mr. Comey. I guess you're the Federal Bureau of Matters now, Mr. Toscas said, according to two people who were there. Anyway, that's the soundbite that I was thinking of.
Yeah, and that's just a great illustration of the disingenuous use of language that we see in creating, you know, sins of omission, you know, even to cover up sins of commission.
Yeah.
And, you know, when there is no honesty and there is no courage and there is no will to do you know, to comply with the law, then there's nothing left but the degeneration of an empire.
Right, and so you know, political sophisms are tantamount to bearing false witness, and, I mean, you know, on and on it goes. We're in an awful mess.
Yeah, Weasel, I mean, when everybody thinks, and again, this post-truth idea is the most damning and damaging. You know, when everybody in the press is nothing but a bunch of lying, manipulating, you know, spin-doctoring word weasels, and, you know, and everybody thinks that their cause, somehow, that their cause, the ends justify the means, you know, it's all the same stuff over and over. You know, yep. Post-truth, ends justify the means. Lie, manipulate, misconstrue, misconstrual, or even, you know, inserting matters in place of investigation. You know, this is the degree of the deception and manipulation. And, you know, part of me also begins to think that, you know, God's judgment of this society is inevitable, and it may be better for him to chastise this nation somehow sooner rather than later, that perhaps it might, you know, repent rather than be utterly destroyed.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be the... I don't even know how to phrase it. I agree, I think judgment sooner than later.
I think what people said about the changes in attitudes among New Yorkers post 9/11, that they were so shaken to the core by what transpired, that, you know, New Yorkers were, you know, people were talking about how people were being, you know, nicer to each other.
Right.
You know, they all sort of see it humanized them somewhat after seeing such a great loss of humanity and such a great loss of infrastructure in their city, you know, the symbol of the great city and the destruction, and almost like, revelation, people literally sitting in boats crying afar off, you know, lamenting the destruction of the great city. It's almost like, you know, it was almost, you know, biblical in its emotional import. And
so
you know, same thing. I mean, it's like, what's it going to take for these people to, you know, Jesus says their love will grow cold because of their hardness of heart. You know, what's
lawlessness
it going to take?
Because of lawlessness. Yeah. Love of many will grow cold. Yep.
Yeah. And so what's it going to take for this nation may well, you know, perhaps God, any redemptive action God might take if the people can't be persuaded at any level in the government to do truth or to speak truth or to act according to law, then perhaps, you know, it may take, you know, the society will end up shaken. You know, we may end up being judged. I mean, just an economic collapse alone may be enough, but I don't know. It seems like repentance or destruction seem to be the only options on the table at the moment.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of Matthew 24 and, you know, Jesus saying, because of lawlessness, the love of many will grow cold. It's not just to kind of maybe, I don't know, underscore the point that you're making. It's not the kind of enamored state of suspended animation that is meant by the word love. It's 1 Corinthians 13 and the Old Testament concept of hesed, that long suffering of God. You know, the 1 Corinthians 13, it's the selfless action, really. Like Paul wrote, love is patient, love is kind, it is not jealous, does not brag, is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. That's, stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Final segment coming up right after the show.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's broadcast is Friday, May 19th, 2017. And it's been, kind of a heavy broadcast in my opinion, but let's maybe go out on a lighter note this Friday. Glenn, you'll appreciate this. I hold in my hand a copy of Murphy's Law, the 26th anniversary edition, Arthur Bloch's collection of morphological aphorisms, and under the section titled Statesmanship is Lieberman's Law. Everybody lies, but it doesn't matter since nobody listens. And when I read some of these, I am reminded of some of your remarks, but that I think is kind of where we're at really in America. It's kind of funny, but really not. It's sad and provocative. It's kind of true. Everybody lies, but it doesn't matter since nobody listens, which reminds me of, like I said earlier, a number of the weeping prophets, Isaiah in particular, in Isaiah chapter 1, when, as you pointed out, at least kind of me paraphrasing your words, God looking down and saying, you guys don't get it. Your religiosity, if you will, your ceremonies, your pomp and pageantry, Not only do I not care for it, I revile it. It's a stench to me. And I agree. I mean, in my words, we need to return again to those foundational pillars of virtue, morality, and religion. Are you still there, Glenn?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, good. I say the weeping prophet, being Jeremiah, of course, is the author of Lamentations as well. But yeah. I was going to cap off what you were saying before the break about love, and I always think of.
Hey, Glenn, you're cutting out. We're losing you. Very ironic. We lost you. You always think about love. If you're able, call back and finish that thought here in the remaining moments. But I think, you know, it's incumbent upon us in America to be sober-minded. Hopefully, today's broadcast has been useful and, I don't know, instructive, I suppose, to that end. But we're at quite a perilous juxtapose, I would say, in this cultural Marxist revolution that seems to be unfolding in America. Anyway, you know, there were some stories that I was going to mention that you can find on RBN. Mention one of them. Dr. James Zogby, U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom Ignores Israeli Violations, is another one I've mentioned. Go to the Wikipedia entry for the United Nations Human Rights Council and look at the Israel and the Saudi Arabia entries. That's political Zionism versus political Islam. Critical Thinking Explains U.S. Tactic to Destroy Syria. That's another interesting piece. Speaking of political Zionism versus political Islam, Rabbi Brant Rosen defends Palestinians' right of return law. There are some others. The Vault 7 Projects After Midnight is another one. And the Lou Dobbs exclusive expose of Seth Rich murder and complete interview of Rich murder investigation is a good one, too. That'll do it. Have a great weekend. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.